Hello, I'm Jonathan Abrow, an avid and intrepid traveller. From scuba diving to jungle trekking, skydiving to glacier walking, I have travelled to all seven continents of the world. I have crossed the Arctic and Antarctic circles, stood with my feet on either side of the equator, and climbed to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. Being diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and going blind have not stopped my travels, just changed the way in which I experience them. As I share some of my adventures with you, I hope this will encourage you to try some travels of your own. Another birthday, another incredible waterfall adventure. This time we were off to the Iguazu Falls on the border of Argentina and Brazil. We started by flying to Buenos Aires via Sao Paulo. While we were in Sao Paulo, in the airport, I learned one of my most valuable lessons. We were standing in the queue waiting for our next flight when one of the ladies who worked for the airline came over to me having seen my white cane and said, "As a white cane user, you should never stand in a queue. Just come straight to the front." That's a lesson I've tried to live by ever since then. And to be honest, no one has ever been bothered by me going to the front of the queue, be it in an airport or anywhere else. People are just happy to see that people with white canes do get about, do go and have adventures and do have fun. We explored Buenos Aires for a while, visiting incredible places like the Recoleta Cemetery, where Eva Perón was buried, and they have huge mausoleums to each of the people buried there. We drank coffee in a coffee shop where Formula One drivers are known to hang out, but sadly didn't see any while we were there. We ate the most incredible dulce de leche ice cream. It takes flavors to a whole new realm. And ended our stay in Buenos Aires with an evening in a fancy tango club. It was amazing. We had the most spectacular dinner and were treated to dances and music and just being able to sit in this club and be part of this whole tango world was just so special. A long, long time ago, I used to do Latin and ballroom American dancing myself. But on this occasion, I left it to the experts to show us how it was really done. From there, we flew to the tiny town of Iguazu. We would laugh and say that it was a one-horse town where the horse never bothered turning up. We stayed in a hotel looking at the falls from the Argentinian side. And then the next morning, set off to go and walk the walkways. There were upper walkways and lower walkways so that we got to feel the immense power of these falls. There was one special walkway of about 1.6 kilometers that took you across the water and over the little islands along the way to be able to stand on a balcony above the Gargantuan waterfall. It's not given that name for nothing. The unbelievable power of water. You think, when will this noise stop? But it never does. It just continues non-stop. This roaring sound, it's quite something. The next day we repeated this from the Brazilian side and got a totally different view. We could see the entire span of the Iguazu Falls, and this is made up of about 270 individual falls spread across a 3 kilometer span and falling over 80 meters in height. It's quite something. They range from the huge and mighty to the small and slender, but each with their own characteristics and each totally mesmerizing. Again, we walked along the walkways above and below and had amazing viewpoints where we could feel the power and stand and get wet from the spray again. We really did have to drag our way from this mighty and awesome experience. But thankfully, the holiday was not over. We were off to Rio de Janeiro. And as it was another birthday, we had taken a special hotel overlooking Copacabana Beach and were close by to Ipanema Beach, where of course we did go to the restaurant where the song was written and listen to the music. We took a funicular up to see the statue of Christ and cable cars to get to the top of the Sugarloaf Mountain where, to celebrate Annie's birthday, of course, we ate ice cream. One of my biggest surprises of Rio was that despite its reputation for being scary and dangerous, so many people helped me just because they saw my cane. Whether it was getting on and off the public transport or walking around, I had so many people stop to help me. It was quite amazing. It was such a special trip, and this truly was the beginning of our love for South and Central America. Join me next time on RNIB Connect Radio for another adventure. But for now, I'll leave you to plan your own travels.